So for Coach's Corner, we actually listened to a podcast. So we're going to talk about someone else's podcast on our podcast.
I love it.
The podcast is Scott Galloway's The Prof G Pod. And he interviewed Morgan Housel, who we've talked about a bunch. She's a writer that we refer to often. And he recently wrote a book called The Psychology of Money. And the section of the pod that we're going to discuss today is their discussion on kind of the book, but I would say more generally, like, money.
Yeah, I thought it was a great listen for anyone between the ages of, like, 15 and 65.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to how you think about and should behave and should interact with your money and your financial plan.
And I think that's always been what we've said about Morgan specifically, is his ability to make what feels maybe overwhelming and bigger, like topics like money, just really commonsensical.
I don't listen to him much at all.
But even when you read him.
I read him.
Yeah.
I liked him even more after listening to him.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't really, I don't think he has a, I might be wrong. I don't think he has a podcast. I bought the book. This is kind of why I brought this
subject up.
I bought the book because I'm going to give it to my kids to read, and I haven't even read the book.
Okay.
But I know what's in it because it has a lot of stuff in it that he's written about before, and there's just, like, so many gems in there. So, and then when I saw he was on the Galloway podcast, I listened to it, and it's just, like, kind of the highlights. He talks for, you know, it's 20 or 30 minutes of them talking about some of the highlights, and there's just so many great, like you said, Jeff, common sense. Very articulate, simple, and really meaningful, important stuff too. It's not, it's all like, we're like, our heads are nodding with everything he's saying.
Basically. It's not which hedge fund should I aspire to invest in. No, I thought it was, we started doing this pod because we wanted to bring information to the public that we thought was relevant and should be something that they are paying attention to rather than all the noise that our industry produces. This is like, I couldn't be more adamant about, if you are 30 years old, 20 years old, 60, like, listen to this podcast from minute 20 to 60 and buy his book and read it.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of things that I just jotted down from it that I thought was good was, he was making the point at the outset that a lot of people just hear finance, or they think finance and they equate, it's like math. Oh, there's some equation that spits out a solution and that's what it is. And couldn't be further from the truth. It's behavior, it's emotion, and it's all the stuff that's not math. And that's so spot on. And this stuff that we've been talking about forever, too. And then one of the other things he brought up that I thought was interesting was that, and it might have been Charlie Munger who we referred to, who said this, and he's talking about financial literacy with young people. And his point was, you know, maybe 10% of the population gets it as a young person, like, get compounding. They get it. They don't have to be really taught, and they're on their way. Like, they can handle it themselves. In fact, they don't need help. The other 10% on the other side of the spectrum will never get it. They're the compulsive gamblers, the people that are just, you're never going to get through to them the important concepts. But the 80 or so percent in the middle, they're the people that need help and will be able to be helped. And so I thought that was a really good way to think about it. Especially if you're one of the people trying to identify which one am I.
Right? Yeah. I loved his analogy of this business to other businesses when he said, you can't find a country bumpkin that can perform heart surgery as well as a Harvard educated heart surgeon. You can buy an index fund and just put money into it every month and just continue and never look at it and just let it go. And there's a really good chance you might outperform like one of the best hedge funds in the world. And there's no other industry that you can kind of make that kind of statement with, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
I love how much, and Scott Galloway said it a bunch too, like how much they remind us of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
'Cause it is so easily lost on it. One of the statements that they made, and I'm going to butcher the exact phrasing of it, but it was like nothing in extreme times, good and bad, like it's not going to last, right? Like nothing extremely good is likely going to last. Nothing extremely bad is going to last, but like luck is ultimately like where that shakes out for you. And I think whether it's They talk about that luck. They talk about when and where you're born being lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, you can do everything else right, but there's some element of luck to everybody's lives. And I just don't think we acknowledge that. And not we generally, like everybody, we don't acknowledge that factor in our lives enough.
I wrote it down as well. Over the past 10 to 15 years, that's something that I've been, had my eyes opened to more. And I love that whole concept because I relate it to anytime like you read an article, you hear somebody talk, it's like, I'm self-made. Like, you're not self-made.
Yeah.
You got lucky at some point. You've hooked up with good people that have helped you. Like, no one is self-made.
Yeah.
You've gotten help and you've gotten lucky. Everyone. I mean, there's not one. You ask Jay-Z, you ask Warren Buffett, you ask any of these super, super successful people, Beyonce, whoever, they will, I guarantee you, 99% of them will say, I just got lucky, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked hard.
Sure.
Yeah, and for the most part, you were born in this country, not right. Uganda or something, right? Like, that's such an important thing that most people don't ever really think too much about, which is you have no control over that. And the people that are born to start with in, let's say, America, it doesn't have to be, but America is that's such a head start and all that. And so, a lot of this pod and maybe even the book is geared probably towards younger people with the advice in terms of, and back to luck, like a lot of, let's say 20 somethings might make an investment and Bitcoin and all that crap comes to mind, make an investment that does really well. It's a, 10X or something. And then they think this is easy. I'm so smart. And they inevitably will, fail because most of the time, as you said, that was just lucky.
Yeah.
And on the other side, if things go against you, it's many oftentimes it's just shit luck. It's wrong place, wrong time, or timing is wrong. And just keep at it and keep at it and keep doing it the right way, and it'll all even out for you. So, maybe Captain Obvious in some of his stuff, but it's so not obvious when you think about what is talked about and written day to day to day to day. It's not this stuff.
I had a conversation with a client last night who has like a small, I'll call it like play investment account, and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm not enjoying it like I used to. And he's like, but I'm curious if like I've outperformed the money that you're managing. And we're sitting here the 50 minutes up until this hour meeting, like, we were in cash flows. We were in retirement planning. We were talking about paying for college. Like, the portfolio, the investments themselves, like, weren't even on the table. And he brings that up at, like, the 11th hour. And I'm like, is this what you think is going to make a difference? Like,
right.
You think that your $5,000... And it just... Listening to how Morgan just describes all of the far more important things... Right, than your $5,000 play account outperforming some other investment in the grand scheme of things. I was like, I'm going to send this to this client tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, you had said it seems obvious. I mean, I think it's obvious to us because we live in this kind of narrative. We believe it to our core.
Yeah.
But when he says, when you do really well 1 year in investing, you chalk that up to how smart you are. And then when it goes the other way and you do real poorly and you do very poorly, it's, well, I was just unlucky. I mean, that's how literally people think. They pat themselves on the back when it goes their way and they think they're so smart. And when it doesn't go their way, it was some other factor that was the influencer.
It's the Fed or it's whatever it is.
That's not obvious to most people. It's obvious to us because we live and breathe this every day. The other point he made, what I thought was really, really good, was because I don't know how much of a fan of like Robin Hood and all that he is, but obviously teach your kids, some of the basics, some of the fundamentals, but also like let them do that stuff because they're going to screw up, and rather than they screw up at 19 and 20 and 21, then when they're 45 and they have their kids' 529 plan invested in some speculative cannabis company.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was awesome advice. And let them skin their knees early when there's not a lot at stake, when there's not a lot of other people that are responsible. I thought that was a great point.
Yeah, and the one other thing I wrote down is that, and I can't remember the context, but he was saying something around averages and how average never happens, right? Like market returns. Right. It just never happens, never 0%. But yeah, we always talk, a lot in terms of averages, and but real life is extremes, and the average is just something that like you calculate over time, and that's not what anyone experiences on a short-term basis. And like every bull market is born out of a bear market and vice versa, and like 100% of the time, and it's so true. And sometimes you just get lost, or you don't remember to think of it in those terms. It's just really simple points, you know.
Every year is a volatile extreme.
Yeah,
like it was a great point. Mm-hmm. I also enjoyed how he was talking about how when he was getting to like the behavioral piece, like it just doesn't matter how smart you are, mm-hmm. doesn't matter how brilliant or intelligent you are still very vulnerable to making poor decisions based upon your behavior. Mm-hmm. And he articulates it better than I ever can. And it's obviously something that we base this business off of, like why we why we're here, why we exist. And we see it every day. I mean, we interact with really, really smart people. They're dumb sometimes when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, I just talked to my cousin who said that we should get out of the market. Like, what? Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And you're a really smart person. Mm-hmm. And we hear it all the time. It's just, it's such a phenomenal point. Go Morgan.